The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie that showed the true danger facing cops on a daily basis. Super sexy ladies getting naked and trying to fuck them. Wait, that's really the biggest problem they have? God damn, I want to be a cop.
The movie that proved that Paul Verhoeven is not an alien because he had human people do human stuff in this movie and eventually do, like, human death and then also had sex. You know, humans.
The movie that finally cemented the sexiest thing a woman can behold. It says Michael Douglas on the paper? Is that... Can we check this? Are we sure that... Michael Douglas, huh? All right.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good.
This is Basic Instinct on Blockbuster Nostalgia. Hey, blockheads, welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. It's the movie podcast counting down those biggest hit movies of the 1990s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
Today, we are talking about the 1992 erotic thriller classic. The
erotic thriller, yeah.
It is
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct.
If you're around in the late 90s, this is that one DVD that was a tooth like a ice pick themed DVD. It came with an ice pick.
I think you're thinking of the Criterion collection. Yeah. I'm sure yeah, of this movie.
Yeah. This is Paul Verhoeven's fucking Paul Verhoeven's kind of known for that shit.
Is the goddamn man.
He is. He made Starship Troopers after this.
Yes. Well, this is his run. From the late 80s. Yep. So he does a bunch of movies over in
they're like, all like sexy movies.
Yeah, he does a bunch of sex movies in Europe.
Yeah. He does a whole bunch of them.
Comes over with his boy Rutger Hauer, who he'd done a bunch of movies with, yeah. Does Flesh and Blood.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy fucking middle ages movie.
Yeah, it's still like a weird, like still like a sex thriller.
Oh, it's super sexy. There's so much sex.
And
in
you're
it.
Like, yeah, you know, when you watch that movie, you're like, yeah, that makes sense that he did like Turkish Delight and all these like fucking like foreign movies that are very like sex based.
Yeah,
like all that shit makes sense.
And then he goes from that immediately to making one of the, I don't know, five best action movies of all time, RoboCop.
Yeah, the studio was like, you know who we should get for the Robot Cop movie? It's the sex guy. The foreign sex guy, yeah.
Get the sex guy to do he that does, Robot like, the Cop.
First sex guy shit.
He follows that up with the movie we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnold shit, Schwarzenegger's really? Total Recall.
He does Total Recall.
He does Total Recall, which
fucking
is
fucking great.
Oh, we're going to get to it.
Phenomenal.
Oh, such a fucking good movie. Then he does this fucking banger,
yeah,
which we're going to get to, but spoiler alert, it fucking bangs.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, banging happens in this movie, a lot of it.
Yeah, but it's also fucking dope as hell.
Yeah.
Then Showgirls,
yeah.
The much discussed.
Showgirls is a movie that has a really changed shit. Like, people used to hate it, and then people loved it, and now people see it in a way that you're like, Paul Verhoeven is a brilliant filmmaker.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what he did to make a joke out of it, pretty good.
And then it's kind of the same thing happens with his follow-up, which is Starship Trooper.
Yeah, for
real. A movie that, as a, 13 or 14-year-old, I unironically thought was just cool as hell.
Yeah, because it's just dudes fighting giant bugs
in space. Yeah. I was like, this is fucking great. And there's also a scene with titties.
Yeah, there's several scenes with titties.
There's several scenes with titties. And
but
then
the whole time I didn't know that it was just a
genius satire on fascism.
Yeah. Like a satire on how the military uses poor people.
Right. Well, on fascism, on propaganda, on the military-industrial complex. It's a fucking brilliant movie.
Yeah.
And it's also a kick-ass movie about fucking Space Marines fighting aliens.
Yeah, in the middle of all that shit, it's still Space Marines. It's still Rico's fucking roughnecks killing fucking evil alien bugs, dude. And it's fucking great, actually. Paul Verhoeven Very underestimated.
Hollow Man follows that up with Hollow Man, which is a tight little horror thriller.
Yeah, it's a cool little horror thriller.
And then, you know, recently has done some critically acclaimed foreign movies like L and
he did
Black,
L with,
was
he,
it Black Book?
It won Black Book is the one about the Holocaust. L won Best Foreign Picture at the time. Yeah, and it's about a girl that gets raped and like her obsession with it. And it actually is it covers a lot of shit. That watching this movie, you wouldn't think it's the same director because the power dynamic in this fucking movie is weird.
So this movie is fucking nuts.
Yeah,
and we're gonna talk about it.
Nuts.
I loved it. First of all, I loved every second of it. But this movie is fucking nuts.
Yeah, it is.
So this is a movie that I don't think I'd ever seen. Obviously, as a kid,
no, I jerked off this movie a lot.
Did you? Okay, mm-hmm. So I heard about this movie a lot. I heard about, you know, the scene.
Yeah.
Although, really, there's so like much fucking nudity in this goddamn movie.
You heard about one scene?
Yeah.
And actually, the scene that people talk about where she opens her legs, there are four scenes that are way better than that scene.
Yeah. Yes.
It matters not. Like, everything
it's
else.
It's just because it's the only pussy in the scene.
Yeah.
In the movie, right?
It's also, like, the one time that it hadn't happened. You hadn't seen like full on two legs open.
That's true. You very rarely, even in these sex thrillers, it's almost always just like tits and ass.
Yeah.
Very rarely get any sort of
like full frontal. And also like she gives a full frontal in a full like power dynamic situation.
Right, and it's just, the way it's set up. It's very like seductive, and I mean the whole movie's seductive.
Yeah,
both in her character towards Michael Douglas, and also just the movie's intention towards the audience.
When we were watching this movie, I was like, "This is a perfect example of Paul Verhoeven is not a human being. We're watching a sci-fi movie because he doesn't understand what human beings do. Like even in this movie, when people do shit, I was like, that's not normal. That's not a normal thing that people do. It's like what an autistic person would think sex is.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird.
A little bit.
Yeah.
This movie definitely. You said a lot while we were watching it. It's like a science fiction movie that takes place completely on Earth with no fantasy elements whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still like a human being like trying to figure out what human beings do.
Well, and famously, before he does RoboCop, he watches a shit ton of American action movies because he wants to somehow understand how American action movies work.
Yes.
And then he somehow filters that through his crazy.
Yeah. And this movie is 100% that. It's like if you watched a ton of early 90s.
And like late 80s sex thrillers. If you watched like Fatal Attraction and shit like that. Yeah.
And he just filtered that shit. He just like took all that in and then like filtered it out and made a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's get into it real quick. I actually have the gross on this one this week.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
So it's 100, just U.S. gross.
Yeah.
Worldwide, it was well over 350. U.S. gross, $117,727 million. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
This shit, I was surprised that this made it to the top 100.
Yeah. No, this was a nice big hit.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas, as we kind of joked about in the opening, had this weird run where he was the sexiest guy.
he legitimately was the sexiest guy we had, and that's fucking insane to me.
It's insane.
He was in the early 90s, he was a 42-year-old sexy guy. Like that's what he was, a 42-year-old like financially stable guy.
Yeah.
And that's all we wanted at that point.
I guess so. It's like, "Hey, that guy looks like he makes a good living."
Even in this movie,
panties drops.
Yeah, even in this movie, I was like, he's very vanilla. Like, he's not big into like the sex stuff. Like Sharon Stone is big into the sex stuff, and he kind of like falls into this world. But even when he falls into this world, I was like, you could do way crazier.
I mean, it makes sense for his character,
right?
To be like, he's a regular guy that gets seduced into this crazy sex world.
He's also not a regular guy.
Well, no, he's a fucking train wreck.
Yeah, he's a train wreck. Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So let's get into this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Man, what a fucking movie.
Yeah.
So it opens up. So you got it opens up actually with a sex scene.
Well,
like,
sex scene, really
right
good
off
sex
the
scene.
Goddamn bat.
Yeah, right off the bat, it's a really good sex scene.
Really good sex scene.
It's an older like older dude, like a Gabriel Burnish type of dude. Or like Lance Henriksen.
Older guy. Yeah, for sure. Like a Richard Gere if he was like...
Yeah.
It's like a Richard Gere's slightly chubbier brother.
Yeah. Like if Richard Gere did a way more cocaine than he's okay with.
Yeah, if Richard Gere went on like a 2-year run of just boozing hard.
This is
what Richard Gere would look like.
We're like, it's Richard Gere's going off the deep end.
Yeah.
This is what this guy is. But the chick is writing him.
The chick is writing him hard. Sexy. Ties him up some. Her tits are out.
Ties him up. Also, like, maybe this is just me, but I don't remember them tits. Like, I remember, like, she was topless, but I do remember Sharon Stone's boobs, but I don't remember in the opening if it was Sharon Stone's boobs or not.
Oh, that's a good question. So, and we probably should have looked that up.
Yeah, we probably should have looked that up because it was good, though. It was a solid sex scene. And then the girl riding him ties him up and then stabs him with an ice pick. And then this is where the ice pick stabbing thing came from way back. Like in the mid-90s, ice picks were just how you kill a guy. And this movie is the perfect example of that shit. So that happens. And then Michael Douglas, he shows up. And immediately, they're like, are you sure you're fucking like okay to be a cop? Because you have a crazy cocaine problem.
Well, I mean...
they don't say that, but legitimately, he has a crazy cocaine problem.
He's really more of a drinker than a cokehead, but yes.
But yeah, no, like... Yeah. Like, they're like, are you sure you're... There's a point where they're talking to Sharon Stone, and she's like, he liked a lot of coke, and everybody looks at Michael Douglas, and I was like, yeah, that's because Michael Douglas does a lot of fucking coke. 100% in this movie, from the beginning to the very end, I was like, there's no way he does not do all the coke. And that's what happens by the end. By the end, he's just fucking... This movie kind of proves that cops should be regulated, because... He's a cop who does a lot of coke. He gets suspended for getting too involved in this case.
I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but he was being regulated by a guy that ends up getting shot in the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy from Internal Affairs gets shot in the head that's regulating him. He gets suspended, and then he also just continues to fuck that chick. And then also, eventually, like 4 people die around him during this investigation, and they're like... Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Look, this movie has a lot of murder and a lot of sex and a lot of craziness. Yep.
She stabs him with the ice. Stabs him with the ice. That's where it came from.
Then we cut, like you said, we cut to the cops showing up, everything else. One of the first people they're going to question is the girlfriend, Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
Then, like you said, you also get the scene that establishes, because Michael Douglas has to go see the cop shrink.
Yeah, and he's fucking that cop shrink.
Oh, he's fucking that cop shrink.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because in Lethal Weapon, I always wondered, like, is Mel Gibson...
Fucking that chick?
Because it kind of seems like...
They went with it.
Yeah, they totally went with it.
Yeah.
And that's when she talks about, like, hey, how long has it been since you were drinking? How long has it been since you've done coke? All this stuff. It immediately establishes that, you know, he has some
issues. He's the worst fucking guy. He should not be a cop.
We should also say the person playing the therapist.
Yeah. She's very cute.
It's Jeanne Triplehorn. Yeah. Who you may know from The Firm.
From fucking Waterworld.
Sliding Doors. Or goddamn Waterworld.
Waterworld. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah. She's the chick from Waterworld.
She's the super sexy chick from Waterworld.
And she's super super sexy in
she's
this.
She's super fucking sexy in this and gets naked a couple of times. And it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone gets naked in this movie, though.
Yeah, I mean, it should be
pretty clear.
We see, like, Michael Douglas ass. Like,
we see a lot of Michael Douglas ass. I was almost half expecting them just go to, like, full dong. Just dong hanging, yeah.
Me too. I thought about it. I was like, he's coming in. I feel like Paul Verhoeven is like, this is what human do.
Yeah.
Dong out human stuff. But Michael Douglas was like, it's in my contract.
I'm Michael Douglas and I got this whole thing.
He's like, I'll eat all the pussy, but I can't just dong out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how you got throat cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. He's eating all that pussy. Looking through the trivia, and now this may be total bullshit, but looking through the trivia as we're talking, it says Michael Douglas had a clause in his contract that forbade him from appearing in any full frontal nude scenes.
Really?
That's what it says.
You think that means like he wasn't packing?
I don't know, because we talked about this a little during the film. Michael Douglas has so much goddamn...
He's so confident.
He's so confident in every movie.
Yeah.
He had a 10-year run where he's just like, oh yeah, the sex guy, that's me. I'm the sex guy.
Isn't that fucking weird?
I'm just fucking left and right.
It wasn't Tom Cruise.
It wasn't Cruise. It wasn't Banderas. It wasn't Mel Gibson.
It was Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas was
just fucking all the chicks.
All the chicks.
And that's insane to me. He brings a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe he's just like...
He brings a lot of BDE. I don't know if that necessarily connects. Yeah, he brings a lot of
big confidence. I think,
I don't know if that necessarily means that he's packing, but it seems like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's not giving fucks, man.
Yeah.
He's the guy that bagged Catherine Zeta-Jones.
That's right.
Like, I don't know if
like
you...
Like, prime Catherine Zeta, yeah.
I don't know if you know who Catherine Zeta-Jones is.
But it's
fucking great.
I mean, they sold an entire movie based on a shot of her ass.
One shot of her ass, yeah. Yeah, that one shot.
And we were all like, I'm seeing that movie. I mean, did you see that shot of her ass? Like,
and they were like, yeah, isn't that the one about Sean Connery stealing shit? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you just said.
No.
Yeah, but did you see that ass?
That one shot.
That one shot of that ass.
That one ass shot.
Also, there's one shot in Zorro.
Oh my God!
Where like her we don't see titties, but we maybe kind of.
It didn't even matter.
It didn't even fucking matter.
She's so fucking hot in that first Zorro movie.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, you talk about peak of the peaks.
Yeah. Anyway, Michael Douglas bagged that.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. So anyway, he gets brought into this whole thing. We get the one interrogation scene where we see like pussy out, which is fine.
Right. Yeah. So they bring in the girlfriend who's Sharon Stone, who we find out. So this is the
also,
crazy.
Sharon Stone, the best character in this whole fucking movie. She's super fucking cool. She's very like, maybe killed him, maybe not, but she doesn't give a fuck. Like she's just living her best life.
She's crazy. So.
I don't think she's crazy.
She's not. I don't know. The whole
she's having like a good time.
The reason that we sort of criticize a bit, and it's not even criticism because we love it, but the reason we criticize Verhoeven for his understanding of human emotions is because of these first few scenes.
Yeah,
because they're looking up. They're like, all right, well, this guy died. You know, obviously, who was he last seen with? Oh, his girlfriend at a club. Who's his girlfriend?
All that makes sense. All of it makes.
All this makes sense, right? His girlfriend Sharon Stone. Who is she? And you're like, oh, well, she's some hot chick, right? Like, he's a famous rock star.
Yeah, and she's a writer.
And she's super hot. She's not just a writer. She is, like, the heiress to this fucking $100 million fortune.
Yeah.
She's super wealthy. She's a famous writer. She's, like, a fucking PhD, like, psychologist. They first go to the house that she's supposed to be at, which I think is supposed to be his house. Mm-hmm. She gets there. Yeah. They get there. And it's some other like hot blonde chick.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you know, are you, I don't even remember, Sharon Stone. And she's like, oh no, is he dead?
Like, yeah, just, she immediately
she's
is like,
oh, he must be dead.
He died, right?
Yeah. We're like, wait, what? And she's like, oh yeah, no, I figured you wouldn't be here otherwise. That's suspicious as hell, but okay. Are you her? No. She's at her fucking beach house off in the her hills house or whatever. So they go to check her out, and again they show up and they're like, you know, Miss Stone, and she just smiles at them. Doesn't even strangers just showed up at her fucking like $3 million home in the the fucking hills, and she just kind of ignores them. And then they finally come up and they're like, hey, we're fucking LAPD or whatever, or San Francisco PD. And she's just like, oh, he's dead then, huh? Again, just like straight up.
I gotta insane. Say, man. Michael Douglas, worst character in this movie. Sharon Stone, best character in this movie. Because she gives no fuck. She's just like, this is what I do. I don't know if you know this, but I just fuck dudes sometimes.
Right. Well, no, she fucks a lot of dudes.
Like all the dudes.
And she then fucks Michael all Douglas, the dudes and a lot of the chicks.
Michael Douglas gets in this thing and he has the audacity to be like, what the fuck, man? Like, I thought we were fucking right now. And like...
That's
We're way
before that.
Yeah.
It's
funny.
It is funny.
It's almost like the alien movie with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh yeah, Under the Skin.
Under the Skin. It's almost like Under the Skin. Really, if you watch this movie and if you say that Sharon Stone is an alien,
it makes sense.
Everything makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it really does. And Paul Verhoeven's misunderstanding of what human beings are, I mean, we joke about it.
It works.
But it works if This is an alien person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eventually they bring her in because at first there's all this like, oh, should we bring her in? She's rich. She'll have lawyers, blah, blah, blah.
Also, they even, we find out that Internal Affairs is looking into Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Because he's the worst cop that ever fucking lived.
He is the definition of a loose cannon. The fact that there was no scene in this movie where someone said, I need your badge and your gun. Yeah, you're a loose cannon.
Amazed. Yeah,
amazed. Because he's a goddamn loose cannon.
He also... He gets suspended like 45 minutes into this movie.
Yes. And then spends the whole rest of the movie still doing police work.
Yeah.
Still doing police work. Yeah. Extremely still suspended.
Fucking chicks and shooting people. Yeah. Like the whole rest of the
world. Well, when we meet him, he says that, you know, he's been off coke. He hasn't had a drink in 3 months.
He's the worst.
He hasn't had a drink in 3 months. And then a day, like literally the day he meets Sharon Stone, starts drinking again.
Yeah, starts immediately drinking. Yeah, immediately drinking. And it was very funny to me. When we were watching, I was like, he's the worst cop. He's the worst fucking cop.
After all their kind of hemming and hawing, they bring Sharon Stone in. First of all, the thing that's crazy about this, because in my mind, again, I've not seen this movie, but I know about this movie, and I know the scene, right?
I know the one scene that's famous,
and I know kind of what the movie's about, and so I'm thinking like, oh, so they're going to like build up to this, and it's going to be like, oh, Sharon Stone, and then you're finally going to like see the little, oh, you know what I mean?
No.
They when they go to her house, she's like, all right, let me get changed. Full nude.
Like, yeah.
Full nude, just boom, done. See her tits out, ass, the whole thing, nude. Puts on a dress.
When it actually happens, I was like, yeah, but, you know, we already saw
We just saw her stuff. Nude, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I mean, it is a sexy scene, right? And the reaction's really funny from everybody.
Yeah, Wayne Knight
delivers.
Yeah, Wayne Knight always delivers.
Always delivers. Okay. This is also what gave him the job in Jurassic Park, according to the internet. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, also Ned Ryerson.
That's right, yeah. You got a lot of great... Stephen Tobolowsky's in this movie.
Ned Ryerson from fucking Groundhog Day.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of
He's like her lawyer type of guy.
He's a lawyer.
Also, it's fucking... it goes back to that shit. Like, she doesn't hire a lawyer. There's just a lawyer. Also, she's a multimillionaire. And then second of all, there is nothing connecting her in any way to any crime.
Except there kind of is a lot. There's a lot of not direct things, but a lot of
substantial shit.
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing is, like you said, she's a writer.
Yeah.
Her last book is all about a rock star, the guy that died, he's a rock star. A rock star who gets killed by his girlfriend with an ice pick.
Yeah, when the ice pick gets tied up.
Which is exactly what happens in this, right? So that's weird. And then you're like, oh, wait, who's that she's hanging out with? Oh, that's a girl... that was convicted of murdering her whole family. Interesting. Oh, who's this other lesbian chick that she's fucking? Oh, that's a girl that killed her two brothers with a straight razor.
Yeah, there's a lot of like murder on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, oh, who's this that she's trying to hook up with now? Michael Douglas? What was the last thing he was in the news for? Shooting a dude.
I like that the whole time everything is like pointing to Michael Douglas fucking her. And then they're like, yeah, it was weird, right? All that was weird, right? And then Michael Douglas is like, fucks her. And then it's just kind of like, fine.
I mean, people call him out on it a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because at first, well, what's really interesting, we're jumping ahead.
We're getting it.
What's really interesting about it is right after they fuck, he has this scene where he's like, I'm going to catch you. Like, I'm going to catch you in a lie and I'm going to bury you. And she's like, no, you're going to fall in love with me. He's like, I'm already in love with you, but I'm going to catch you.
Yeah.
Which was kind of an interesting take on it. I really like that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he ends up by, you know, 20 minutes later, he's like, no, she's never done anything. She's a fucking beautiful angel.
Also, one of the best things about this movie is that he never catches her. I think that's fucking great.
The ending is great. We'll get to it, but the ending's great.
The ending is
so
fucking great.
Before we get there, though, he ends up going to the bar.
Yeah.
Gets fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, actually doesn't even get fucked up. Has one drink.
Yeah, he has one drink and the
IA agent gives him some shit.
Yeah, gives him shit. And then, but the therapist girl, right?
Yeah, the therapist girl comes up, saves him. They end up going back to his place. They have some really nice sex.
Pretty nice sex,
especially because she is...
very sexy.
Oh, yeah.
She's very sexy.
She's very sexy.
And, you know, Michael Douglas is like an old leather chair.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, nothing sexier.
Yeah, nothing sexier than an old leather chair. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we get in that sex scene. But, yeah, no, she's actually really good. And when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I kind of remember this chick. Like, yeah. It sprung up some old memories for me.
And I really wish I would have known about this scene when Waterworld came out, because...
Yeah. Because in Waterworld, you were like, all I want is a sexy
water chick that will ride my boat because I'm a merman. Yeah. I don't know. Waterworld's a weird movie, but I was pretty into it back
and
in the day.
And somebody was like, you can see her naked with Michael Douglas, and you're like, ew.
Yeah. It's like, what about Kevin Costner old man, at least?
Old man Michael Douglas, gross.
Gross. Kevin Costner's another guy. He could have been the sex guy.
Yeah. Could it be Matthew Lillard? Can Matthew Lillard be?
Sure, yeah. Could have had, early 90s.
Well, you get Matthew Lillard, you get Starship Troopers. What's his
name? Casper Van Dien. Yeah, that's Casper a sexy Van Dien, man. Yeah.
Casper Van Dien. He's got it, dude.
Our boy Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah,
Dolph Lundgren's sexy man, kind of. A little weird.
Do you remember when Steven Seagal was going to be a thing, but also... There were really good fucking Steven Seagal movies.
Yeah, the two of them.
Yeah, there were two really
good
Steven
Seagal and a
movies.
Half. Because Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
Still pretty okay.
Still pretty
but
all
right.
But
it's Under Siege and what's the other one?
Above the Law?
Above the Law. Yeah, Above the Law. Yeah. Above the Law is fucking great. And Under Siege is fucking great.
Yeah, Under Siege is fucking great.
Under Siege is amazingly good.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me that we banked on it and it paid off hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, also, like, that was it, though.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, in this movie, he just does, like, some detective work, but it's all very conflicting with what detective work is. Like, he's being investigated by the Internal Affairs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes. So, he's being investigated by Internal Affairs.
He also has a police shrink, and he fucks that shrink.
Not okay.
Not okay. So, he fucks that shrink. Yeah. He gets investigated by internal affairs,
yeah.
And then somebody kills that fucking guy.
Yes,
which is probably him.
You would think, right? Yeah. And that's when they call him after I don't think he slept with Sharon Stone yet, but he slept with the therapist.
The therapist, yeah. He has sex
and
with the therapist.
He starts drinking really heavy. Goes a little crazy, gets a little nuts.
He comes down and then...
Oh, because this is when he freaks out. So he goes to see Sharon Stone. She starts telling him all this stuff that she shouldn't know about him.
Yeah. So, she's like, you did a lot of coke. You killed some fucking guys.
Right.
Also, first of all, if you're a cop and you did a lot of coke and you killed some fucking guys, you shouldn't be a cop.
Probably not, right? Yeah,
but still.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's the 90s.
It's 1992. Yeah.
He's getting away with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was doing coke. Right then. It was fine.
Everyone was doing coke. Everyone was killing guys.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
Yeah. That's what you kind of want
so
to do.
So that's when he freaks out and attacks the one guy because he's like, yeah, why'd you sell my information to this fucking...
Yeah. He attacks the Internal Affairs.
Yeah, exactly. And then that sets up, they like kick him out. Another cop puts a gun to his head. Which I've never seen before.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
They like legit put a gun to his head and be like,
yeah,
you don't
get the fuck out.
Like, get the fuck out of the Internal Affairs.
Which was crazy.
Yeah. And then that dude ends up getting shot in the face.
Right.
Like, and straight in the head.
And then that's when they call him in and you're suspended.
And they're like, anyway, if you want to keep talking to these people, that's fine.
You're suspended. Go home. You're no longer on the... You'd like, take a break. But also, if you still want to do all the same things you would normally do for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, if you still want to fuck the main suspect in your investigation,
it's
you
fine.
Can do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very funny.
He trails her in maybe the funniest scene I've ever seen of someone trying to follow someone else.
Yeah, he follows her in the car.
The Lotus. First of all, the whole scene is like awesome stunts.
Yeah.
Like it looks so fucking good.
Like it's a fucking old school Lotus, man.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and the driving stunts. This is old school driving stunts, so they're like timing it and they're having cars flying in and out and it looks so fucking good.
It's really fucking good. And when I was in middle school, I wanted a poster of that fucking Lamborghini or that car.
Yeah.
Like it was really fucking
good. That was the car.
And like girls didn't matter, the car mattered.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's fucking following her.
But he's doing it in such an obvious way where every time she speeds up, he's like on her ass.
Yeah,
speeding through traffic. There's no way she doesn't know she's being followed. This is no like fly casual Chewy situation.
And then when he stops, it's an old lady. Like she's an old lady.
This is when she goes to meet the old lady.
Yeah. But he's still like, yeah, that makes sense. And I was like, I don't think any what you're doing makes any sense.
And at first I was like, is this the mom or who is this? No, this is a murderer. Yeah. She murdered her whole family like 10 years ago. She's, of course, out because...
Sharon Stone's just friends with murderers the whole...
She's friends with murderers.
Including Michael Douglas.
Yeah. But this also, this ties back to our last episode, Double Jeopardy. Women get like 9 years for slaughtering their whole family, which is insane. Yeah. What is going on with our legal system?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Because... Every day is...
Because ladies, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. The point, it's crazy. Yeah. Anyways, so, and then he eventually...
Every day is dude murder day.
Yeah, yeah. So, then he follows her back home. That's when she invites him to the club.
Yeah.
She does a bunch of coke with her girlfriend.
I like this part because it's like a legit club and sex is happening and shit is happening. And she's like fucking a guy and a girl in the bathroom. And he's wearing like... Just fucking like
a sweater,
like
yeah. a low cut sweater, into
like fucking.
Oh man, it's crazy.
Shitty shorts. He's like a narc. Yes. Like when I saw him, I was like, narc. This fucking guy. Fuck this guy. And when he shows up,
I mean, it's kind of a perfect costume design.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really funny.
But and she's like very sexy about it. She like closes a door with her foot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because she's fucking. Like, she's fucking doing it. She's, like, legit doing it.
I don't know that she's fucking, but she's doing coke, yeah, and she's like, making like out.
And then the girl that she's with gets jealous of him and tries to kill him. Like, this is what happens next.
Oh, no, no, way later.
Yeah, way later. But so, still, like, I was just like, first of all, he's a fucking narc.
Yes.
Second of all, she's way cooler than him. So this is when I jumped on board with her and then absolutely not him.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, like, fuck that guy. He's a weird fucking cop.
He is a weird fucking guy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is a movie.
But she's just fucking partying.
This is a movie. And we should also mention Jerry Goldsmith does the music, and the music is throughout, like, just building tension left and right.
Yeah, the whole time, yeah.
Yeah. And this is a movie that just tension and, like, unease, and it really keeps you guessing. So anyways, they hook up at the club.
Yeah.
They eventually go back. They have crazy sex. There's also this incredible tense moment where she ties him up
and
the same way, and it's like shot the same way, and you're like, oh shit, is she gonna stab him? Obviously she doesn't.
Yeah,
right. And then the reveal after that is that, so we already kind of established that she has this girlfriend.
Yeah.
And by girlfriend, I mean actual girlfriend, not just a friend that's a girl.
No, it's an actual girlfriend that
she's having sex with. Yeah. And then he walks into the bathroom and she's there.
Yeah. And he walks in like dick out.
Yeah, yeah. Completely nude. And this is where I was like, all right, like, let's do this shit. Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
I mean, Sharon Stone's a wild lady. Like, you're a cokehead fucking alcoholic cop. Let's fucking get some crazy shit going on,
it's
man.
Pretty fucking good.
Let's get a fucking crazy threesome. Let's fucking bring the other guy from the club. Who cares? Yeah, like, let's get this all on.
Like, instead he flexes and walks away.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, you could have just fucked both of them.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
You really kind of blew in on that.
Yeah. Which, of course, comes back to bite him because then, like you said, she tries to kill him.
Yeah, she tries to kill him. Yeah. In another like chase sequence that
really
Paul
cool.
put in there because he was like human stuff.
Yeah, well, and also he gets hit by it's shit. Like, she hits him legit with a car.
Yeah, she legit hits him.
It's a cool stunt.
Yeah. But it really was when we were watching it, we were like, oh, he blew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the whole situation and in it with the other girl. Even if the girl is angry at him, you can use that. Use it to your advantage, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but this is when I was talking earlier about, this is now the scene where he's like, no, I'm going to get you. Like, we had the fuck of the century, but I'm going to get you.
And he says it. He's like, you're the best fuck or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, he literally says, you're the fuck of the century.
Yeah, the fuck of the century, yeah. But it gets,
which
after that,
women,
it gets insane to me. And I was like, I don't understand why he's a cop.
Well, yeah.
Because after that, they're like, you know what? I don't know if you know what's going on, but the guy that was investigating got shot in the head. Also, you used to do a lot of coke, and then now you're banging the chick that you're investigating. Anyway, bye.
Yes. So, like, his partner and his boss.
His partner gets killed because of his fucking
bullshit.
Well,
yes. But, I mean, his partner and his boss both know that he's fucking Sharon Stone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, also, his partner's like cool about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, his partner's kind of like, you're
fucking up. His partner's
actually
like, really fucking cool.
But his partner's also his partner, man. He's got his back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
We talked about this in the fucking Dreyfus
The stakeout.
Yeah, the stakeout. We talked about the stakeout. Yeah. Like, he's a good partner.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's backing it up. He's backing it up. And he does. He backs it up. He's just like, hey, listen, I know you're not supposed to do this shit, but, like, you know, like, don't fuck around too much.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep it safe.
Keep it safe. And then he gets up. It's a weird scene where it builds tension where there's no tension to be built.
I mean, that's a lot of this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, but all the... Yes.
Yeah. He's going up to the seventh floor, right?
Way later, but yes.
No, this is where he gets killed.
This is where the partner gets killed. So the Sharon Stone eventually reveals, she's like, well, you know, I used to, because they're talking about all this murder. So it's like, because her
fucking shit matters. Yeah.
It's all this murder that revolves around her, right? Because he's like, all right, you have this friend that's a murderer. We just found out that the girl that tried to kill me, she had murdered her two brothers with a straight razor. And then we find out that your professor back in college, you got murdered.
She's
like, yeah, that was fucking crazy, and like, I don't know what was going on.
It wasn't me, and that's why I write books about it.
And she's like, and there was all kinds of crazy shit. Like, there was this girl that I hooked up with one time, and she got obsessed with me, and her name was he's like, and then he tries to like track her down, and eventually her partner's like, oh, I talked to the roommate. So I'm gonna go meet with the roommate, and this is the scene you're talking about where she's on the fourth floor and the elevator keeps stopping at each floor for no reason.
She's like on the seventh floor or some shit like that. But it keeps stopping, and then it's building tension where there is no tension to be built. It actually is like legitimately using an elevator device to build tension.
Yes.
Because nothing is happening. And when Michael Douglas is outside and he realizes that something's gonna happen to him, we saw that shit and we were like, what the fuck did he just see?
Yes. That was probably the worst part of the movie, honestly.
We didn't see any of that. Like,
it's such a far shot.
And no tension is built. Like, no tension is legitimately built. It's built as a device. It's built up. Like, it stops. He looks around. Then he goes up.
It stops. He looks around. Yeah.
And the music is going up.
Right.
So emotionally, you're like, this is happening. And then Michael Douglas freaks out for nothing. I didn't see shit.
But we don't. And there's probably something in the window.
We didn't see shit.
You're a mile away.
Yeah. You're fucking far away.
Yeah. So they needed to do that better. That's actually, because I really like the way this movie is directed and shot.
Yeah.
Like, there's some beautiful shots in there. There's some beautiful lighting. But
it really does come through when it comes to that. Like, it really does come through in the thriller aspect.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it really does a good job at building it.
Yes.
And it really, the ending is actually pretty fucking great.
Right. So then Michael Douglas runs up because the finally the elevator gets there. The cop or his partner comes out, gets stabbed like a million times with an ice pick.
Somebody, possibly a chick.
Well,
we assume it's almost a chick.
Yeah, probably a chick. I mean, a blonde wig.
We assume it's a blonde chick. Yeah. Stabs him with an ice pick and kills him.
Or maybe an actual blonde chick. Yeah.
Yeah. They find the actual wig.
They find a wig and a coat.
And it's a San Francisco PD car.
Right. And then, so when Michael Douglas runs up there and finds his dead partner, he also finds
the
psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Who now they've found out her name. It's the same name that Sharon Stone gave them as the woman that she slept with. When Michael Douglas investigated it further, he found out that she was married before, which she told him. She told him, I changed my name because I was married. He tracks down the husband died, was murdered. No one ever found the unsolved mystery. Yeah.
He also like pulls out a gun and tells her not to pull out a gun. And she reaches into her pocket for the keys.
Yes.
And then shoots her dead.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Don't do that. You would think a cop psychiatrist would know better.
Yeah.
So he shoots her dead. And her last line is just like, I love you.
Yeah.
She's dead. And then they find the wig and the coat and they're like, well, I guess it was her the whole time.
Yeah. Done.
Done.
Anyway, you want to be a cop again?
You're fine. You're back on the force. Yeah. Cut to, and Sharon Stone at this point, she had finished her book because she's writing a book on him, right? Yeah. Because he was in the newspaper for shooting a guy. So she.
Yeah, he's in the newspaper for killing dudes.
Yeah. Much like the plot of Castle, she has been hanging out with him to write a book.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. And so she's finished the book and she's like, no, I'm done with you. Breaks up with him before that. But then after this scene, she comes back and she's like, no, you know, I really do care about you, whatever. They fuck. crazy sex scene. Again, does the tension. Is she riding him and she's reaching back? And is she going to? No, she's not.
Not killing him.
And then they're in the bed. You know, she's like, what happens next? He's like, well, you know, the kids, family, happiness, whatever. And she's like, I don't like kids. He's like, well, happiness then. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And then she reaches down, reaches back over, starts making out. Camera pans down.
What's ice pick?
Ice pick, motherfucker. Yeah. Bum, bum, bum,
yeah,
bum,
yeah,
bum.
Yeah, that's his fucking movie. It's insane.
That's some Inception shit right
there.
Yeah,
it is. I really, really like the ending of this fucking movie a lot. I think if the ending, the movie would have been wrapped up, I would have been, because I saw it way back when it was like a sexy thing to see, but.
I mean, it's still a fucking sexy thing to see.
Very sexy. Yeah. If the movie were wrapped up, I would have been very disappointed. When that shit ended, I was like, yes. Fuck yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, fuck yeah, man. I get what Verhoeven's doing, man. Like, I get it. I get the fucking ending is pretty great.
Yes.
Yeah.
This movie rules.
Yeah, this movie's really fucking good.
This movie, I mean, it's super sexy. It's super twisty and turny. You never really feel like you know.
Yeah, all the characters are garbage people.
Yes.
This is fucking great.
Which is
I
really
like that
good.
A lot. Yeah. I really like that a lot.
I think you are right in that you can criticize it somewhat for some of the characters don't always act like you would think real people would act.
But I feel like they act like fucking cokeheads would act. Or
yeah,
like
that's fair.
Yeah,
that's
like,
fair.
Like alcoholics
would
act. I mean,
you have to understand, yes, you have to understand what, that a lot of them are on coke. A lot of them are boozing 24/7.
Yeah.
And these are also, I mean, at least some of these people are extremely wealthy. They're cops. Or they're in a weird fucking situation.
This is the sci-fi movie that's not based in science fiction. This is a world that exists in like a weird Paul Verhoeven mind.
This is also an interesting movie in that it deals with like homosexuality in 1992.
Yeah, in an interesting way.
In an interesting way, which I don't know that's necessarily a positive way, but
it was weird. It was weird.
You know, it's out there. It's doing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of weird Michael Douglas reacting to it, and I don't think it. Like, his hang-ups on it are not valid, but still, like, it wasn't that crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still, like, very much focused on, like, a crazy person. Like, this is a crazy person that's a crazy person.
This is, yeah, it's a bit,
like,
you know,
like, the girl that's in love with Sharon Stone is a crazy person.
Right.
So she's a crazy person.
She's a crazy person. Michael Douglas is a fucking crazy person.
And
actually, Sharon Stone's also
when
completely
in the club,
unstable. Also, it mentions, like, Sharon Stone's family was murdered or, like, killed when she was a kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They, like, died in an accident.
When they're in the club doing all the, like, sexy stuff, the sexy stuff with him and Sharon Stone are really fucking good. They're very well shot.
The sex stuff is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you talked about how I think it's less impactful today after 20 years of internet pornography.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like tying a guy up
yeah, and yeah. like hard, like,
yeah, not... tying a guy up with a fucking like blindfold and
yeah.
shit. Yeah.
And well, and the sex scene Michael Douglas has with the therapist where he's like kind of ripping her clothes off and stuff.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm like, yeah, that's normal sex. Yeah. That's what normal sex does. I
right.
guess. Yeah.
But I think the sex scenes are pretty fucking
good.
Yeah,
but they're shot really fucking well.
And everyone's super sexy, except, of course, Michael Douglas, but, you know.
Yeah, he's not sexy at all. He's the worst.
I mean, it's just, he was financially stable, which nothing is sexier.
Christ, I can't believe that was the guy.
It's wild.
It's wild to me that he was the guy, because Richard Gere has, like, a very nice face, like, very nice. You know what I mean? Like, Richard Gere could have been the guy.
Richard Gere's, like, the prettier Michael Douglas.
Yeah, he really is. And we went with Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
And it was just... such an asshole the whole time.
Yeah. Could have had Richard Gere, who's the prettier Michael Douglas. Could have had Kevin Costner, who's the more traditionally handsome.
Yeah, the more traditionally handsome Michael Douglas.
You could have had Tom Cruise, who's like the kind
of
boyish
them.
Sexy,
all
right?
Them.
You could have had Mel Gibson, who's the classical, like...
Also, Mel Gibson would have been dung out. No problem.
He wouldn't have given a
shit. Yeah, his dick would have been in the whole movie. Yeah, exactly. So it's fucking weird to me that we went with Michael Douglas. It's insane to me, actually.
It's interesting choices.
Very interesting choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I wish it would have been Rutger Hauer. I think, like,
that would have been good.
Exact age.
Yeah.
And he's got a weird accent that would have been fucking, like,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Rutger
Hauer's
fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would have been
cool. I started watching Split Second the other day. Yeah. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking crazy. He is off the fucking rails in that movie.
Fuck yeah, man. Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's also a movie where he plays an out-of-control cop in, like, weird sex clubs and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, he would have been perfect.
But, you know, like, this
movie... Or Split Seconds, right? Is that what I said?
Split Seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
This movie is really fucking well done.
No, it's great.
I think...
So, we're going to talk... I mean, I prefer Total Recall because I am me. I am a guy who likes... Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger crushing folds and shit. Yeah.
But Verhoeven is an underestimated.
Oh, like, very much so.
He's an underrated director. His shit is fucking great.
I mean, we just named, he made like 7 films in a row that are all fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Including RoboCop, which may be the most awesome movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the most awesome movie.
Yeah.
And that was a movie that he made when he was a sexy Turkish guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie survives not on, like, I feel like Sharon Stone brings a lot to this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's very good, very confident, very pretty, and very sexy.
Yes.
But this movie really, really makes it on Paul Verhoeven's directing.
For sure.
Yeah.
The way he builds tension, the way he shoots it, the editing,
even the
everything.
Sexiness.
The sexiness, the intensity.
It doesn't, because we were talking about this when we were watching it. What were the other movies? It was Disclosure.
Yeah.
Was the other movie around that time. And it was like Casino was the other movie.
Casino, sure, yeah.
But like there was also like Sliver and like all these other fucking movies that came out around that
time.
I
mean, even Fatal Attraction, which we talked about, has...
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not in the same ballpark.
No, but there were...
It's a much more... I guess the thing, in fairness to Fatal Attraction, the thing that's cool about Fatal Attraction is much more like realistic and relatable.
Yeah.
Because you can be like, oh, you're just a guy, you make one choice.
Yeah, it makes sense that he's just a guy in that movie.
Right.
Yeah.
But in terms of just like crazy, sexy, thriller, look behind you.
There were movies that came out during this time. It was Sliver. It was like all that shit. And none of them make the list. And this one makes the list because Paul Verhoeven is a very fucking good,
he's
solid director, man.
Good,
like,
man.
He knows what he's fucking doing.
He's really fucking
good. And even the shit that I was like, that shit makes no sense, I was on board with all of it.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, that makes no sense. But I'm like, yeah, but...
But it's cool.
He's building some good
tension.
It's
cool, though.
Yeah. He's building some fucking good tension.
Yeah.
And even when in, I was like, what?
He's the D&D GM who's just like, well, that doesn't really make sense in the rules, but it was fucking cool, so I'm going
to
let it go.
Exactly.
I'm going to let it go, yeah.
And we did it, man. Like, we were in this fucking...
we were on that train ride, man.
We were on that train ride, man. Yeah, we really were.
We got swept away.
Yeah. I hate Michael Douglas's character in this movie, but I can forgive it because... Everything else is really cool in this movie.
I see. I didn't even hate his character. His character was interesting.
He's
a shit bag, but
he's like a shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a shit. You should like him. You're a shit show.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe that's why I hate him. It was like
too close.
Yeah, too close. To home. It's like a fucking It was a mirror image.
Yeah.
And
like,
I was like, nope, not doing that.
It makes me feel things.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Fuck this guy.
I don't like it. All right, so
but anyways,
it's
this
a cool
great.
Ass movie, but as always,
we
got to talk about how we're going to fix this movie. We've already talked about, I mean, Michael Douglas, not the sexiest man.
No.
So we got to bring in the actual sexiest man.
Kurt Douglas?
I was going to, yep, sure.
Yeah, can we bring in like
85-year-old Kurt Douglas?
I do like that, actually. I like to...
I mean, at this point, who are we kidding? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. What's the... Frank Sinatra did a movie before he died where he was like an old cop in it, and it was actually pretty solid.
I believe it.
Yeah, and I feel like he could be like just an old cop. Like an old cop in it, trying to find some old cop
shit. Well, and nothing appeals to your older audience more than an old cop getting it in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And maybe shooting some dudes.
And maybe shooting some dudes, right?
Also, like, there's no, like, maybe or maybe he did, maybe he didn't. He's shooting dudes in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and this also, I mean, this is the Clint Eastwood thing, right?
Yep.
Clint Eastwood's a fucking old man, and we're still like, no, 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 no. Let's see him kill those gang members.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see how this pans out.
Hey, they tried to fuck with his Gran Torino. Let's see him shoot him in the face.
Let's see him shoot two dudes in the face.
Yeah, let's see this happen. I don't care that he's 87. I want to see it.
And people were like, this is what I want. Yeah, let's see him
fucking take some drugs across state lines, maybe like have a threesome with two chicks that are way younger than him.
Like a couple of threesomes. Yeah. Why not? Let's do a couple of threesomes in there. Why not? And then also shoot some guys in the face.
Fuck yes. Yeah. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, fucking 70 years old, just taking people down because they took his daughter.
Yeah, we could actually do Liam Neeson in this movie.
I mean, Liam Neeson was a sexy man.
Yeah. Especially during this time.
That's what I'm saying. In 1992, Liam Neeson's like a 6'4" cool drink of water.
Yeah, can we get all those guys in, but also they all show their dong?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get like one scene where there's like 14 dicks?
So we do the shower scene from Starship Troopers, yeah, exactly. But it's all dicks. It's all dudes. Yeah, it's all just at dick level.
Yeah, it's all dick level fucking dudes. And Michael Douglas is still in there, but he's got a clause in his fucking contract.
Right.
Yeah.
So we just give him the fucking Boogie Nights fake dick.
Yeah. 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 He's a big, bright, shining star. Yeah. All right. I'm on board with it. There's a lot of dicks.
We could add Mark Wahlberg in this character, in this role. I mean, he's a little young. He's a little young.
He's a little young in this.
Yeah.
He this is the tail end of the...
Well, this is... So we talk about this. Sex thrillers stop like 6 years after this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wild Things is kind 100%. Of the end.
Yeah, Wild Things is the end. And it's all like Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon is the guy in that movie. And he's not even like a young guy in that movie.
In Wild Things?
I mean, he's not an old guy. Sorry, he's not an old guy in it. The way Michael Douglas is an old guy in this
Matt Dillon and... Wow, is Kevin Bacon also in Wild Things?
Yeah, it's Matt Dillon and Kevin Bacon.
And Bill Murray.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray, he's the lawyer.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah,
he doesn't have sex. I mean, unfortunately. I mean, we could have got... How about instead of fucking Michael Douglas, we get Bill Murray as the cop?
I buy Bill Murray
1992,
as
out of control ever. Bill Murray, but still charming as shit, getting it in with Sharon Stone.
Fuck yeah. Like, Groundhog Day Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah. He's the sexiest motherfucker that lived at that point.
Bill Murray is... So, maybe this is... I don't know how Michael Douglas did it, but I assume it's the same way. Because Bill Murray was never sexy.
No.
And yet has always been the sexiest.
The sexiest fucking guy. Yeah, exactly.
He gets it in just nonstop,
this
guy.
Now he's 100% the sexiest guy. Like, yeah. Girls will be like, Bill Murray is what
is
I
the describe. Guy, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's unfair, but there's no girl equivalent to that.
No, I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it does it, though.
Helen Mirren,
I guess, but she's still, she's looking good.
I would fucking, Helen Mirren, dude, it was like, she's like 80 now?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I don't know, there's something about her that's just
she's
sexy.
A classy lady.
Fuck, dude. Also, she's a classy lady now, but she used to just fuck.
She used
then.
To fuck hard.
Yeah, she used to just be like pussy out.
Yeah.
Then. So now, I'm all about it. I'm all about Helen Mirren.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
I don't want to be weird or anything, but Ellen Marin, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
Which you clearly do.
Which you clearly should. You got a couple of young bucks over here that are willing to go for a few merry-go-rounds.
We're willing to recreate this fucking movie, I guess.
Yeah, this movie, sure. Tie us up. Bedpost.
Oh, yeah. Like, kill me.
Stab us to death with an ice pick.
It's, how do you go? What's the best way to go? And this is not a bad way to go.
It's not a bad way to go.
Like, young Sharon Stone
kills
you? I
mean, let me throw this at you. Instead of Michael Douglas, you get Peter Weller. He does get stabbed in the first scene by Sharon Stone and becomes RoboCop for the rest of the movie.
Goddamn fucking right, man. And also, like, I feel like in that movie, we see RoboCop, like, dick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and it's a robot dick?
It's
or is it a half robot, half human dick?
It's
going
to be like the gun that he pulls out.
It just extends
out?
Nice.
Also, I like the idea that they created that.
Yes.
Like, they built a robot dick. Because if I was a guy...
You would.
I was building a robot cop.
Oh, absolutely.
I would be like, give him one robot
give him
dick.
Yeah. If I'm building a robot anything.
Yeah. Give him a robot dick, dude. Yeah. Like, don't be an asshole.
Don't be
like, give him a robot dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have one.
What kind of a piece of shit wouldn't give the guy a dick? You're building a guy over here. We're putting a human brain
in
him.
I'm building a fucking robot guy over here. Like, give him a dick.
Give him a dick. Hell, if I was making one of those battle bots, I'd be like, come on, throw a dick
in there. Throw a dick in there. Exactly.
What if it falls in love with the fucking spinny wand? Give it a dick.
Yeah, give it a fucking dick. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, actually, that's fucking great. I do. I really, really like that idea that, like, there it's like 14 engineers. And they make one spinning robot, but they just add a dick to it. I also like that the TV could be like, we can't show this. Yeah, it's just
you get the blur. Yeah. You get the blur the just trying
robot.
To.
Yeah. He's destroying robots.
Maybe that's what that flippy thing is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he's flipping robots left and right. He's with killing all these guys.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like one full cock.
Yeah. It's just a full on, like, 12 inch, very human looking dick.
Very veiny cock.
Very veiny. Yeah.
It is just, it's like a secret weapon. Like, he's killing it.
Regular looking dick.
Yeah. It's not like he's like fighting with it.
Yeah.
When it comes out, he destroys the other robots with it. So there's no like working around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about that.
They just take like a mold of like a porn star. Yeah. And it's just that dick.
It's just like a giant cock. I think that's how we fix this.
Yeah, I think we fixed it somewhere in there. We fixed it.
We just added more cock to it.
Just more cock.
Yeah.
Because that was the only thing.
Well, because Paul Verhoeven was probably like, can I add
more cock? Can I get some more cock in this movie? Because there's cock in Flesh and Blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
probably when he made this movie, he was like, can I add more cock?
That's probably why Michael Douglas had a clause in the contract. Because Verhoeven was like, we're going to do this scene with your cock.
Yeah. That's very, very fucking real.
Yes.
It probably was. There was a lot of cock in the script, and Michael Douglas is like, I can't
I'm not
going to
do all that. I'm Michael Douglas.
He put it in there, and he's like, yeah, all right, we'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, fuck you, Michael Douglas. You think you're better than Sharon Stone? Sure, fuck you, man.
Just get that cock out, man.
Yeah, get cock out, dude. We already respect you.
Yeah.
For fucking Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so fucking cock out, dude. Yeah. All right, we fixed the movie with some Michael Douglas cock.
We definitely fixed it. So, as we said, next week, I'm so excited. Because we're just sticking with that Verhoeven train.
We continue on the Verhoeven train, dude.
But we're bringing in Arnold again.
Yeah.
And
I'm super happy that this movie made the list because
I'm so happy.
The other movie, like in the 80s, the Arnold
because we didn't get a lot of Arnold in the 80s. As much as we love Arnold, as much as we talked about him, there was no Terminator.
No.
There was no fucking Conan the Barbarian, one of the greatest movies ever made.
We didn't get any of that, yeah.
There was no fucking Predator. Predator didn't make the goddamn list. Yeah. Predator is one of the most perfect movies.
Yeah, and we get to talk about fucking Total Recall.
Total goddamn Recall.
And it's fucking great.
It's a great... Get your ass to Mars! Oh,
so fucking good, dude. And also we get to talk about... what's her name?
Which one, like Sharon Stone again.
Yeah, Sharon Stone
but again. But then the other girl, the Martian girl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Mexican chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
good stuff.
She was a thing. Like,
oh, yeah, she was. Yeah.
So anyway, next week, it's going to be fucking dope.
Next week, Total Recall. So don't forget to tune in next week.
Right. Until then, though.
Until then, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.